with 21,000 National Guard troops stationed throughout the city, including some 5,000 active duty troops.
Fox's Mark Meredith. President-elect Joe Biden is moving ahead with plans to vaccinate 100 million Americans against COVID during his first 100 days in office. And Nebraska's Republican Governor Pete Ricketts says this needs coordination with the states.
We need to receive more vaccine, and we need to have a schedule for when that's going to happen.
The governor on Fox's America's News Headquarters. America is listening to Fox.
You've just arrived home from a relaxing and well-deserved vacation. As you walk in the door, you hear a squish. That old water heater in your attic has leaked through your ceiling and into your living room, ruining family photos, furniture, and who knows what else. You wonder if this headache could have been avoided. With a tankless water heater from Headley Plumbing, you eliminate the possibility of leaks and maximize your savings. An endless hot water supply means you have the freedom to run the dishwasher, do a load of laundry, and grab a shower without getting an arctic blast of cold water. Talk to Headley today, 285-3667, or visit them online at HeadleyPlumbing.com.
River Region residents know that Headley Plumbing has quick and affordable plumbing and septic services. You can also find quality metal buildings at Headley Plumbing, a new storage building, carports up to 24 feet wide, even a sturdy metal barn up to 54 feet wide. RV owners, check your warranty. Many manufacturers require that your RV is stored undercover to keep your warranty in force. Call Headley Metal Buildings today at 285-3667 or visit HeadleyMetalBuildings.com.
Financing available. See dealer for details.
Have you ever heard the expression that if your feet hurt, you hurt all over? Anyone who has ever had foot pain knows that is a true statement. No matter what your age, you are likely to experience a foot problem at some time in your life. Would you see a dermatologist for your knee or a cardiologist for your fungal nails? The answer is no. The key to good medical treatment is to see the right specialist for your problem. As a podiatrist, I am trained to deal with any and all problems of the foot. I'm Dr. Brian Killey. Let me be the specialist for your feet. I treat all ages and problems. Bunions, hammer toes, ingrown nails, even corns. If it's in the foot, I treat it. You don't need a referral to see me, and I accept most insurance plans. If your feet are sore, walk through my door. Located near Baptist East, call 265-7585. That's 265-7585 for an appointment today. And remember, happy feet start here. Follow us on Facebook at Greenville Foot Care.
No representation is made as to the quality of podiatric services to be performed or as to the expertise of podiatrists performing such services.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capital Oyster Bar right down here on that beautiful Alabama River. That's right, we invite you down here to join us. We have a good time. If you want to get on the river, you can bring your boat down here. We have a boat launch. That's right, it's easy to get to. Whip around, drop her in the river, and you're ready to go fishing. We also have pontoon boats we rent. Y'all, all you need is a driver's license and a credit card and a little common sense, and we can fix you up on one of these pretty days, send you out on the river. And on some of these days when it's not so pretty, we'll fix you up something good to warm you up on the inside. How about some gumbo or some oyster stew? We're going to make a big pot of oyster stew this week. Come by and try you some of that. That's some good eating. We're also going to fry you up some shrimp, oysters, scallops, all kind of good fish. We can also do something over here on the grill, some amberjack, snapper. Anything in the kitchen this week we'll be serving. So y'all check it all out at CapitalOysterBar.com. You see a menu and what's going on, the campground and everything. And y'all get down here soon because we've been missing you, man.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They offer a full range of architectural products, and they're armed with the knowledge and expertise to get even the most demanding job done, big or small. Attention to detail, 24-hour replacement services, and their uncompromising commitment to excellence is why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Get a complete heating and cooling system for just $89 a month from Dixie Electric Plumbing and Air. Hurry and receive a $5 Starbucks gift card at your estimate. Visit CallDixie.com today.
Call Dixie and it's done.
License number 15033.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for.
Rich Thomas Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold one with mostly clear skies. I think the winds will die down. Overnight low temperature falls to the upper 20s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, not much warmer, but a little bit. High around 53. Not as much wind. Good bit of sunshine on Sunday. Then on MLK Day Monday, we're looking for mid-50s and probably into the 60s, it looks like, Tuesday, Wednesday, and beyond. A nice warming trend next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
John Bobo here. Some folks might call you customers, but at Capital Tractor, we're privileged to call you friends. You're the reason we go the extra mile in serving you with quality Kubota equipment. From our family to yours, thank you. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Alrighty then. Welcome back to Clearing the Air. We have our first call of the night. Let me guess. Sam. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Terry, thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you for calling me, Sam. I really appreciate it.
Listen, man, in all seriousness.
It's cockle warming. You know, thanks, buddy.
Pardon?
It's cockle warming that you would call me. I really appreciate that.
Well, all right. I've got several fancy words for you, too. No, man, listen. God bless you, man. I was wondering how the show would kick off.
Me too.
I'm not going to try and beat you up or carry on some crap. I can be brief or I can chat you up. But let me just say I'm standing here on the old farm. The wind's finally quit.
Good.
Beautiful night. I'm standing here looking at the stars. There's Orion to the southwest of me. Looking at the crescent moon. And that about the fire sounded good. But I'll tell you what's got me upset.
Tell me, please.
15 minutes ago, I was in Troy at the Taco Bell drive-thru, and they're out of nacho fries.
What?
Look, yes, man.
What?
That's not, uh-uh.
You're kidding me.
No, they are. And they are delicious.
I know.
They come with a little cup of cheese, and you can slather. Slather. That's one of the fancy words I have
slather.
For you.
Slather. That's a great word, slather. Sam. I like
that slather.
One.
That 50 cents, you can get you a dollop of sour cream with them.
That's a great word, too.
Yes. It's muy grande, muy macho, muy fantastico.
See?
All right. Let's just throw this down here. This is actually, I let myself get drawn into hope porn bad last weekend.
Yeah, me too.
And I'm embarrassed about it.
Me too.
But let's just take a look. I want to throw this out there real quick for everyone listening.
Go right ahead.
The absolute, you see it with your own eyes, you know it's true. The 50 caliber machine gun, you see that on display around the Capitol. Now, any veteran, anyone who's ever, there's plenty of grunts unless you show that can back me up on this. It's old doctrine. You do not use the 50 caliber on personnel. You know, we all joke about, if someone's carrying a rifle or their web gear, you know, that's military equipment. The 50 caliber is made to disarm light armor, vehicles.
It's
an absolute terror.
Yeah,
and
absolutely right.
Yeah, there's much lighter machine guns. Even I am trained on the M60, which can just, it's an absolute horror.
Decimate, yep.
So I'm just saying, it's odd when you see the 50 caliber on display. It's not there for people. It's not there to suppress the crowd.
Where's their 50 cal on display? I miss that. Where's that?
I've seen it on television. I've seen it on... No, that's not going to have a sign hanging on it, but anyways.
Okay.
Check the feeds. You'll see them. There's some of the National Guard units, I'm sure, brought them, but there's several of them around that you'll see mounted on top of vehicles.
50 cal? Oh, my
50
God.
Caliber.
Yeah, were they expecting some tanks or armored personnel carriers to roll up?
That's what I'm getting to.
Yeah.
They're not meant to suppress a crowd. You fire through walls. Fire through school.
Exactly.
What's the old joke? It fires through schools. Yeah, man. It will eat through armor. It's like firing a battery post at someone.
Yeah. That's serious business. Wow.
One other thing. That's food for thought. If you see that, that doesn't make any sense.
No, that makes me wonder what they're anticipating.
Yes, sir. One other thing that was mentioned, I heard it floated during the week, and it brought back all kind of memories. I heard someone talking about, okay, let me just start with, when I got in the military in 83, the army was full of your Vietnam veterans.
Right.
And they all talk about how when they were in Vietnam, the Red Army, anyways, there was a influx. If you wanted opium, if you wanted marijuana cigarettes dipped in opium, and there was an influx of drugs. Drugs were cheap and available.
In Vietnam, in Vietnam, or here in the States?
No, in Vietnam.
Okay, gotcha. Gotcha.
It was available to the troops. There was a flood of it.
Yeah, just like the movies portray. Okay.
Yeah, and then I remember from a little bit of time and whatnot in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
During the Cold War, there was a flood of drugs that came into Europe.
Mm-hmm.
And it was cheap and available. I didn't get drug tested until like 99. But during the be all you could be period in the Army, man, it was, God, it was sick. I'm just saying.
I'm with you.
And so now, all of a sudden, I started thinking about, well, here's today. Today, you or I, we can go online and Google fentanyl, and it won't be long. You can order. Anybody can order fentanyl. The most powerful of all opiates. They say five crystals of it can kill someone.
Wow.
And you know, a head, and listen, we've all been there.
Sure.
Head, they want something good and strong.
Absolutely.
And
gotta
so
get buzz.
The point I'm trying to make is this is a tried and true old. You talk about the attack on America. Oh, rubbing on my leg. Hey, kitty. They scared the shit out of China, I believe China is trying.
Yeah.
It's a multi-pronged attack.
It is.
And this thing about the fentanyl coming into the country, it just makes perfect sense. It's part of an ongoing pressure. And
I understand.
Any way to weaken us up, they're
yes,
trying to take advantage of.
Exactly. I'm with you.
Yeah.
I agree with you, Sam.
No, I just want to throw that out there, man. It all started coming together. It's not something we haven't seen before.
Exactly. Exactly right. Everything's rehashed. You're right.
Yeah, like I said, I'm trying not to hold up your show, but I wanted to share that with you.
Thank you, Sam.
Terry, I'll be, thank you very much, man. All right, let me get off here.
Take care, bro.
Right on.
See you. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Terry, how are you this evening?
Oh, I'm okay. How about you, James?
I'm okay, man. Got a lot of things on my mind.
Yeah, me too. I'm aggravated.
Exactly. I would tell Sam to read Ecclesiastes. Nothing new under the sun.
You better believe it. I think there's nothing better for a man than to eat and drink and be happy.
Exactly. That last part.
Yeah.
Also, it's all disinformation.
Absolutely it is.
And regardless of whether it's on the left or the right, it's just propaganda.
Yes, sir. You're correct. I believe it.
In other words, it's just one big play.
PSYOP.
There you go. Gaslighting.
Yes, sir. I believe that.
That being said, and this is what I'm thinking, when a lady in the law office, I want to say Wednesday, offered a video, and she prefaced it with, "You're not going to see this on the internet." So what she's telling me is she has this line or source of information that I'm not going to, in other words, I'm not going to stumble onto this.
Evidently, yeah.
And what it was is, well, she has a family member in another state and within a group. And I'm trying to be ambiguous because I don't want to tag anybody.
Gotcha. Thank you.
But she was sent this video of a lady who's like a, I guess, frontline worker, supposed to be a nurse. And I know you've seen people with cerebral palsy.
Yeah, bad.
Okay. They struggle with mobility.
Correct.
In many cases, and with everything else, there's different degrees.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this woman looked like she was, like, had CP, but, like, times 10.
Wow.
and she had so-called taken this vaccine.
Oh, jeez.
And doctors, of course, don't know what triggered her particular kind of response, but it's like she's in coming out of the bathroom, and there's the, you know, the sink and the mirror to her left hand that she's propping on,
mm-hmm.
and she can just barely make it across the floor. And, of course, she's propping up on her left side, and this woman is twisting and gyrating.
Oh, jeez.
And it's awful to look at.
Yeah.
But, again, I still, in my mind, I'm thinking this is just propaganda.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just some play acting. But I don't know that. So a little while later, after I left the office, I called back. And I don't know if you saw it or not. There's no telling. I mean, I have no idea how many emails you get a week. A
lot.
But in that stuff that you got last week,
mm-hmm.
should be this video.
Wow.
I don't know what she put in the title. I don't know that she sent it to you, but I called her and gave her your email for her to send it to you.
Gotcha. I bet it's in my spam since I don't know her name.
That's a possibility, yeah. But it's frightening to look at.
Okay. I'll find it.
Terry, I appreciate you, brother. Have
Thanks.
A good night.
Take care, Jim.
Yes, sir.
See you. All right, caller, hold on. I'm late. I got to hit this break. We'll be back in 3 minutes.
There's a lady right down the street from me that just had her roof re-roofed, if you will. She had some shingle damage due to some of the storms that just passed through. She had C&G Roofing that came out and did it. Commercial residential roof specialist, C&G Roofing, with over 40 years of experience in the roofing business. Repairs from storm damage or just normal wear and tear. Call them today, 334-313-3958, and ask for George. C&G Roofing, where financing is available with approved credit.
Worth Cleaners, your professional dry cleaner in the River Region, wants you to know that their dry cleaning and laundry process effectively kills all viruses and germs. Your family's belongings are safe when you use Worth Cleaners. You'll always get the same great service whether you visit one of their two Montgomery locations or you take advantage of their free pickup and delivery service at your home or office. The lobby and drive-through windows are open from 7 a.m. till 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Worth Cleaners' helpful and knowledgeable employees stand ready to answer your questions about your dry clean clothing, bedspreads, wedding dresses, dress shirts, drapery panels, and even your household wash items. They do it all, and it's done on site in their modern and clean facility. Worth Cleaners has been in business for 30 years, and they've been voted the best dry cleaner in Montgomery time after time. Visit worthcleaners.com to find our prices, special discounts, coupons, and location maps. Your family's clothing is worth it. Come by or call Worth Cleaners today.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
When you're shopping for a new car, truck, or SUV, getting a great rate shouldn't be a problem. ASE Credit Union makes auto loans easy with historic low rates. Schedule an appointment or apply online. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Equal opportunity lender.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Yeah. Welcome back to the program, and I understand we have Frank on the phone. Hey, Frank. Welcome, my friend.
Hey, guys. How are you tonight?
How are you doing, Frank?
I'm doing very, very good. Thank you.
I'm very happy to hear that.
Actually, very good. Hey, I want to connect some things you guys have talked about tonight.
Please.
And ways you may have never imagined. But it's been there all along. Maybe we just missed it. But I promised my wife tonight I'm going to try not to talk as fast as I usually do. But let's start with Daniel 9:27. And he said, "Then he shall confirm a covenant with many for 1 week. But in the middle of the week, there shall bring an end of sacrifice and offering in it, and the wing of abominations, that no one makes you be desolate, even though consummation which you determine is to pour out on the desolate." So he's talking about the 70th week of Daniel, okay?
Okay.
The tribulation. The dramas in the beginning and the midpoint and the end and the final 7 years of the age, okay? And you guys talked about a little bit earlier tonight, the seven-year peace covenant involving God's sovereign land of Israel and his covenant people was outdated in Daniel 27. So, the seven-year peace covenant begins, I believe, and like I think like most of you do, with the beginning of the third temple, okay?
Right.
Halfway through, the Antichrist is possessed and revealed as the beast midway through the 70th week.
Three and a half years, right.
Yes, exactly. He stops the daily sacrifice at that time, underway in the rebuilt Jewish temple, okay? And you can find all the information in Daniel 9, 27, 11, 13, 12, 11, etc.
Right.
And then the Messiah returns and destroys the Antichrist and stops the trampling of Jerusalem and so forth. So Jesus comes at the end of the tribulation.
Right.
Now, the first 1260 days, the seven-year peace treaty of Daniel 9:27 is confirmed, and a new world order begins, and the 10 global bioregions are set up.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
Now, that's what's happening right now. Okay? That's what's in the beginning stage. That's, I think, what's going on in Europe, all right? And that's what's going to happen here. The 10 global bioregions, all right? So it's not just one immediately, all right?
Mm-hmm.
And the rebuilding of the third temple, all right? And then midway through the final 7 years, now this gets interesting, guys, okay? The Antichrist is possessed by the beast demon of the abyss and his second phase role, all right? Keep that in mind. The beast, at midway of the 7 years, he stops the sacrifice of the Temple Mount in Daniel 9:27. And the angel Gabriel is reporting to this to Daniel. He speaks of the abomination that makes desolate, okay? Now, the angel Gabriel speaks this to Daniel. Keep that in the back of your mind. That
okay.
starts the 666 economic system and the Great Tribulation, the ministry of the two witnesses, who are, I believe, are Enoch and Elijah, okay?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now, where has this all tied in together? Where does this all shown to us?
I don't know. I'm not
the
sure.
Book of Enoch.
Okay. Yeah, that is the book for the end times. Right.
Chapter 1. The words of the blessing of Enoch, where is blessed the elect and righteous, and will be living the day of tribulation, living the day of tribulation, when all the wicked and godless are to be removed. And he took up his parable and said, God and Enoch, a righteous man whose eyes are opened by God, and saw the vision of the Holy One in heaven, which the angel showed me, and from I heard everything, and from then I understood. But not for this generation, but a remote one, which is to come. Okay?
Right. Ours,
so
I believe.
It's us. It's happening right now.
Yes.
Now, the Holy Great One will come from his dwelling, and the eternal God will start on the earth, even on Mount Sinai, and appear from his camp. And he will appear in the strength of his might in heaven. And all shall be smitten with fear, and the watchers shall quake. Wait a minute.
The watchers shall quake? Wow.
Why? Aren't they all gone?
No, they're not.
Yeah, and the great fear and trembling shall seize them in the ends of the earth. Okay? And that kind of stopped me in my tracks. And the watchers shall quake.
Yep.
All right? Now,
let's go
to chapter 8. And Azazel taught men to make swords and knives and shields and breastplates. We've covered that, okay, several times.
Right.
All right.
Right.
Azazel taught several very wicked things.
Yes, he did.
If you go to chapter 10, Book Enoch. Then said the Most High, the Holy One, God spake and sent Uriel to the son of Lamech, and said to him, go to Noah and tell him his name, hide thyself, and reveal to him the end. Now, this is really interesting, guys, when you listen to this word by word.
Mm-hmm.
And reveal to him that the time is approaching, the whole earth will be destroyed, and a deluge is to come upon the whole earth and destroy all that is on it. And now instructed him that he may escape, and his seed may be reserved in generation of the world. And again, the Lord said to Raphael, bind Azazel hand and foot and cast him in darkness and make an opening in the desert which is in Dudedale in the east, and cast them therein, and place them upon rough and jagged rocks, and cover him with darkness, and let him abide there forever and ever, and cover his face, and not see the light. All right?
Okay.
And at the day of judgment, he shall be cast into fire, and the whole earth and the angels will be, which is the corrupt, proclaim the heaping of the earth. Okay? And that the watchers have disclosed and have taught their sons. And the whole earth was corrupted, but the worship was taught by Azazel. To him, all sin was is prescribed. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
To Azazel. Right?
Okay.
And Gabriel, there's Gabriel, said to the Lord, proceed against the bastards and reprobates, against the children of fornication and destroy. Go find Samijaz and his associates who have united themselves with women and have defiled themselves with them and all the uncleanness. And when their sons have been slain to one another and they have seen their destruction and beloved ones, bind them fast for 7 generations in the valleys of the earth. Okay? So Azazel is buried, Samijaz is buried, and the watchers are buried in the earth, okay?
Right.
Now, this I never, ever associated with anything, okay? Until, go to chapter 54. And I looked and turned to another part of the earth and saw a deep valley with burning fire. And they brought the kings and the mighty and began to cast them into this deep valley. And there my eyes saw and make these instruments into chains of immeasurable weight. And I asked the angel of peace who went with me, for whom are these chains being prepared? Excuse me. And he said to me, these being prepared for the hosts of Azazel.
Uh-huh.
So they may make them and cast them in the abyss and complete combination that they may cover the jaws and the rough stones and the Lord's commanded. Okay?
Okay.
And Michael and Gabriel and Raphael and Peniel and took hold of them on that great day and cast them a day in the burning furnace. Okay? That the Lord of spirits may take vengeance on them for their righteous and becoming subject to Satan and leading astray to dwell on the earth. Okay? Now, and in those days punishment of the Lord shall come, and the water shall be joined with the waters that are above the heavens in the masculine, and the water which is beneath the earth in the feminine. And they shall destroy all those who dwell on the earth. And when they recognize unrighteousness, okay, they shall all perish. They were bound, guys, right before the flood, all right?
Okay.
They were not destroyed, as is Azazel and the watchers, all right? And then if you go to chapter 55, it says, after they had a day of repentance, said, in vain I have destroyed all who dwell on the earth, and I swear in his great name, hence I will not do so who dwell on the earth, and I will set a sign in the heaven. That's the rainbow, all right? That's okay. In Genesis, okay?
Right.
And that's in Genesis. That came from Enoch. They were quoting Enoch,
right.
All right?
Right.
Now, in chapter 26, and I went from thence to the middle of the earth. Okay?
Whoa.
And I saw a blessed place in which there were trees and branches abiding and blooming and dissembled trees. And I saw the holy mountain. And I said, for what object is this fled land which in turn is full of trees and this cursed valley between? And Uriel, one of the holy angels, archangels with me, answered and said, this accursed valley is for those who are cursed forever. And shall be accursed, be gathered together with the others' lips. In other words, when the evil are taken off the earth,
mm-hmm.
This is where they're put.
In the inner earth?
In the inner earth.
Whoa.
Because Enoch said, in the middle of the earth, I saw a blessed place.
That's right.
Okay?
That's right.
And then, if you go to Matthew 12:40, where Jonah was with 3 days and 3 nights in the belly of a huge fish, so the Son of Man will be 3 days and 3 nights in the heart of the earth. Okay?
Wow.
The heart of the earth. See, guys, it's all there.
Yep.
Okay?
Yep.
It's all there explaining it in the book of Enoch. And I never associated the flood, for crying out loud, with the fallen angels. Okay? I mean, I understood the reason for the flood, but
right.
That it didn't consummate until they were put down. Okay?
Wow.
And then, like I say, if you go up the beast and the demon and the abyss and in a second phase, that's Azazel. Okay?
Yep.
That's Azazel. And it's just amazing. And it's all tying together. And everything that's happening, okay, what's happening in Europe right now is the beginning of the 10 global bioregions. All right?
Yeah.
It's the beginning stages. We're right at the beginning of the 70th week and end right now.
I think you're right.
You know, so it, anyway, I know we're almost out of time. I try not to talk too fast, but any thoughts? Does that sound sensible? Or?
Yes, that makes sense to me. I'm with you on that. Postman thinks, well, I'm not going to speak for Postman.
Yeah. Postman, thoughts?
Yeah, yeah. Since you've read it, yeah, I always did. Let me see if I heard you right. You said you hadn't connected the flood with the fallen ones. Is that right?
Yeah, I have. I mean, for several years now, especially after my experience, you know, especially in my study with Enoch, the reason for the flood was because of the fallen angels.
Right. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah, because they had corrupted
and
everything.
And so forth. But the fact, all right, that the flood did not come until Azazel and Samjaza were buried in Dudel, okay, and then the Lachi were bound for 70 generations. Then the flood happened, okay?
Right.
After that. Because mm-hmm. a lot of people don't even believe in the Watchers. They yeah. don't believe in Nephilim. They don't believe in that, you know.
Exactly.
In any of that.
Hmm.
But it, to me, it's amazing because if you tie it back to the tribulation, mm-hmm. okay, mm-hmm. and everything that's coming, and then the angel Gabriel's reporting, Daniel speaks, the abomination, Gabriel is the same Gabriel that bound Azazel and Semi-Jaza.
Yep.
Okay? So it's just, to me, it's just amazing. But anyway, I know most of you
get right?
getting ready to hit your brakes. But thanks for taking my call, guys. I appreciate your friendship. Thank you.
Thanks. Take care, buddy. And we're late for break. Got to hit it. 272-9228.
It's so easy to lose track of time or even keep up with what day it is sometimes during this viral outbreak.
You're right. By the way, Adams Drugs called and reminded me I needed a refill on one of my medications, and I'm so glad they did. I would have been out of that medication the next day.
Oh, I need to call and check on a refill for myself as well. You know, we've been going to Adams Drugs for a long time, and I really trust them.
I trust them as well. The customer service is excellent. The prescriptions are ready when we get there. And when we can't pick them up, they deliver them right to the house.
They're more than a pharmacy to me. They're more like family. The staff at Adams knows my name when I walk in the door and have even called to wish me a happy birthday.
Yeah, they go the extra mile. You know, during this time of uncertainty, it's comforting to know that Adams Drugs will be there for us when we have questions about our prescriptions.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you.
It's switching season, that time of year when you say goodbye to slow, expensive internet and hello to super fast internet from WOW, now starting at just $29.99 a month. It's the most wonderful deal of the year from the most wonderful provider in town. But hurry, switching season ends soon. Get super fast internet with no contracts for just $29.99 per month. And find out how you can get a $200 Visa card at WOWWay.com. Limited to new customers with auto pay and paperless billing. Restrictions and terms apply. Offer subject to change. Contact WOW for full details.
Once upon a time, if you had a water leak under your house or a broken drain line, the only solution was to dig. Don't dig a hole. Call Cole. Cole Plumbing can repair any damaged or leaking pipes without digging in most cases. Cole Plumbing relines, repairs, and renews your pipes and with minimal interruption to your routine. All work comes with a limited warranty. Call Cole Plumbing today at 279-8919. And remember, you don't have to dig a hole. You can call Cole. Call 279-8919 today.
Traditionally, plumbers repair defective water, sewer, drain, and other pipelines by digging holes, breaking into floors, slabs, or walls. This type of destruction is a last resort at Cole Plumbing. With our unique pipelining technology, we can eliminate demolition that causes extreme inconvenience, disruption, and expense. Also, it's safer. So don't dig a hole. Call on Cole at 279-8919 or find us at coleplumbing.com. You'll be pleased you did. And remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
My part-time service in the Army National Guard makes it possible for me to be more for the community I call home. My training helps me at work when I lead by example. The Army National Guard has taught me the value of showing respect to those I come in contact with each day. My service also allows me to be there for my community in ways others can't. I help my hometown recover after nature strikes. My service in the Army National Guard allows me to keep my country and those I care about safe from threats. I also work with a network of professionals that help me succeed and accomplish the mission. Plus, the Army National Guard education benefits make getting a higher education a reality. Being an Army National Guard soldier makes living and serving in my community more rewarding every day. Learn how you too can live and serve part-time, close to home by visiting NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Alabama Army National Guard, aired by the Alabama Broadcasters Association and this station.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224. Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Walk-On's Bistro and Bar. Game day with a taste of Louisiana. Cajun cuisine, cocktails, and games on the big screen. Walk-On's Bistro and Bar, located on East Chase Parkway in Montgomery. Rich Thomas
Weather. Well, hi, everybody. Throw an extra log on the fire tonight. It's going to be a cold one with mostly clear skies. I think the winds will die down. Overnight low temperature falls to the upper 20s by first thing tomorrow morning. Tomorrow, not much warmer, but a little bit. High around 53. Not as much wind. Good bit of sunshine on Sunday. Then on MLK Day Monday, we're looking for mid-50s and probably into the 60s. It looks like Tuesday, Wednesday, and beyond. A nice warming trend next week. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
It's no accident. Brubaker Motors is 80 years strong in the car business, and we treat our customers like family. From our dealership to your driveway, it's better at Brubaker.com.
Hey, welcome back to Clearing the Air. The number in the Bluedale building is 272-9228. You know, back in the 90s, I bought a book written by NASA advisor Richard Hoagland. The book was titled The Monuments of Mars. Now, unfortunately, it was one of those books that I loaned out and never got returned to me. It was a very expensive book. It was like $50. But what was in that book was mind-blowing. He went through all the images that the Voyager took as it circled Mars. And what was on there were pyramids, monuments placed at exact angles that showed us sacred geometry, pi and all the different, I mean, it was amazing stuff, called the D&M pyramid, and of course, the infamous face on Mars. And before you think, oh, Terry, that was just the result of light and shadows, I beg to differ. Hoagland got all the images of the several different flybys, and he created a mosaic of the face from the different angles, the different shading, and guess what? Where the eyes would be were indentions. Where the mouth would be was an indention. This thing was created intentionally to be a face, and it was not a coincidence. That's true. I don't know what y'all think about that, but it was amazing to me. The book was amazing. It had some great images in it, but it was like some higher or some ancient civilization was trying to key us in on the keys of physics and mathematics and I don't know. Amazing stuff. I love that. But I say all of that to say this. Ex-NASA scientists now claim that the Viking missions found proof of alien life on Mars back in the 70s. But believe it or not, and you're going to find this hard to believe, they kept it from us. What are the chances of that? According to former NASA scientist Gilbert Levin, who in a column for Scientific America claimed that the Viking mission, specifically, its labeled release life detection experiment found evidence of life on the red planet. How about that? They kept it from us, folks. They keep everything from us. Unless it furthers their narrative, they're going to keep it from us. I mean, we're talking, they found large structures resembling terrestrial stromatolites, whatever that is.
Stromatophytes.
Thank you. Formed by microorganisms. Right. They found all kind of stuff there. Now, there is a United States Air Force Master Sergeant who testified in front of Congress that his job was to take images of the moon that had structures on them, towers, what looked like water tanks, what looked like castles, and to airbrush them out before they could release the images. I mean, he testified under oath to Congress. Why would they do that? Why would they airbrush out everything on the moon? What is on the moon? Have we got a colony on the moon, Postman?
Yeah, but I'm, prehuman.
Well, let me throw this at you. I posted this on Clearing the Air this past week. WikiLeaks released the official moon landing video that was shot in the desert.
That was a backup.
That's what I was thinking, too. And I didn't say anything about it, you know. Well, yeah, I think I commented, where's Red Top when you need him? But, and it makes sense to me that they would shoot a backup. And, of course, they got, what's his name? Stanley Kubrick, to do it. He was the premier Hollywood guy at the time. They got him to shoot a backup because think about it, folks. They didn't know what they were going to encounter when they landed on the moon. What if they landed and a large gathering of 12-foot-tall extraterrestrials were standing there going, leave, you can't be here, leave. They couldn't show that to us. They're not about to. So right. They had to have something, in worst-case scenario, they could show us in case something crazy happened during the actual landing. So that makes sense.
I mean, I was told early in my quest that that when they re-engineered the Roswell crash vehicle, when they back engineered it,
yes,
they actually built a starship, and and I mean they went to the moon then, and gosh, they went all the way to another star system, and back. That was in 62. That was when I was born. The year I was born.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean think about it. The Germans that went, gosh, they had went there what? 24 years earlier.
Yeah, that's yeah. Crazy.
Yeah. Absolutely. I mean, they went in the late 30s.
Well, yeah. Yeah, it doesn't surprise me at all. There was so much that went on between us after that, after World War II. It was like a race for see who could grab the most German stuff because they were so far ahead of everybody. If you look at just the operations that happened right after World War II, as far as the United States and Russia and everybody trying to get out, you had Project Apple Pie, Project Dustbin, Project Eclipse, Project Safe Haven. You had National Interest Project 63. You had Operation Alsos, Operation Big, Epsilon, Russian also project, Operation Backfire, the Fedden mission, Operation Lusty, Operation, I can't even pronounce it, Ozakovin, Operation Surgeon, you had Special Mission V2. I mean, it goes on and on and on and on. And, of course, the one we know about, Paperclip, where we brought all the hardened Nazis over here because of their ability to shoot rockets.
Yes. The in my opinion, the most advanced toy that they pull out of Nazi Germany, and
the Bell?
Yeah, that was the most advanced one.
Well, they thought so, too, because they killed every Jew that helped them build it. They killed them, and then they covered the whole thing up inside of a tunnel or something.
And you know what? There have been several classes of Starship been built in relationship or based on that Bell. No kidding. The drive system is in some of them.
Mm-hmm. I had another article that I found about technology that I wanted to get into. Well, we got 2 minutes till the break. When we get back, I'm going to read you an article about a man who worked for RCA. He talks about how he was told in an office memo that one of their engineers had just started flying around on an anti-gravity device. They listed a document number for more information about it. When the man asked RCA management for more information and asked, why are we still using rockets? They told him, oh, the experiment failed, and they got rid of all the documents.
That's because they didn't want us to know.
Bingo.
I mean, think about it. Elon Musk is still shooting on grain silos into the air, because that's basically what they are.
Uh-huh.
And I don't even watch a launch. You know, cause
There's no point.
Those are so quaint. You know what I'm saying?
Well, Tesla had a patent for anti-gravity. They say he was flying around on a working platform 100 years ago.
Yeah, you know, flying around like the, what's the name of that thing? That the green something.
Oh, I don't remember.
He was I think it was a, it was Spider-Man's arch enemy.
No idea.
Green Goblin.
Ah.
Yeah, him.
Gotcha. Mm-hmm. Well, Otis Carr, who worked with Tesla, he began making anti-gravity craft. The U.S. government shut him down. I mean, there's just everything we've been told is a lie, folks. And there's a reason that they've been lying to us. There's a reason that there's such a probably 100-year, if not more, gap between what goes on in the military black ops and what goes on in civilian life. There's no such thing as an energy crisis.
No.
No such thing. But we'll get into all that when we get back. Let's go ahead and hit this 3-minute break. We'll be right back. 272-9228.
So, Bubba, this is the house we're going to hit tonight.
Ooh, it's super dark.
Yeah, it's perfect.
If your house doesn't have sufficient outdoor lighting, it's a prime target for burglars and vandals. That's why you should call Crosby Electric today.
Okay, Bubba, you run up to the back door.
Well, I'm not running in the dark. That's dangerous.
Bubba's right. The experts at Crosby Electric can install attractive outdoor lighting that makes it safer for you and your guests to navigate around steps, pools, and other tripping hazards.
Here, Bubba, use this flashlight.
Oh, thanks. Ooh, they got some expensive landscaping. They could really make this pop with some nice accent lighting.
Will you get moving?
Okay, okay.
Oh, no! They got motion sensor lights! Let's get out of here!
Ooh, is that an arborvitae? Wow!
Get in the car, Bubba!
All right!
Outdoor lighting from Crosby Electric. It just makes sense for a lot of reasons. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
Plumbing problems can happen anytime, 24-7. And as we often do, we grab some tools and try to fix it ourselves. That's usually when we find ourselves in the middle of a mess. As a famous actor once said, you have to know your limitations. Jot down this website, clarkcomfort.com. The staff at Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing is ready to show up and bail you out, literally, and get your home back to normal. It doesn't take a lot of water to do extensive damage. Clark is there 24-7 for all your emergency needs. Whether it's a leaky faucet to completing a major installation or a replacement job, Clark's licensed professionals are prepared to do it all. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing understands that everyone has concerns when it comes to COVID-19. All of our technicians take every precaution possible to protect you while they're in your home. So when it comes to your home's plumbing, know your limitations. The next time you need plumbing repairs, you better call Clark. Clark Heating, Air, and Plumbing, ready 24-7 to take care of your emergency needs. Visit clarkcomfort.com. That's clarkcomfort.com. Alabama certification number 99004.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
John Bobo here with Capital Tractor. Not a day goes by that we don't think about how blessed we are to have the great friends and customers that we do. You are why it's a privilege to come to work every day. And we thought it was important to tell you that. Capital Tractor, Montgomery and Brundage.
America's kids are returning to class, in school, and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. But Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now, we're reaching beyond school walls. Tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed. For more information, visit communitiesinschools.org.
Welcome back to Clearing the Air, my fellow Plandemians. Human-like aliens may have come from another dimension, according to a declassified FBI file. How about this? A declassified document from the Federal Bureau of Investigation, that would be the FBI, suggests that unidentified flying objects reported in previous sightings may have come from another dimension. The document, called Memorandum Number 6751, was dated July 1947, which was a huge year for all you ufologists out there. You know what I'm talking about. And sent to the FBI by an anonymous person who claims to be the former head of a university department. Now, this author suggested that these UFOs carried human-like aliens from a etheric world in a dimension other than our own. They can move in and out of this universe while they considered settling on Earth.
Well, the one they come from is right next to this one. I don't think they came from that far.
Well, he says they did not come from a physical planet, but from a world that interpenetrates with our own, but is not perceptible to humans.
That's right. It's the same one. It's the same place.
This dimension is distinct from the astral plane, a supernatural out-of-body plane of existence.
Right.
Instead, this extra dimension corresponds to the Hindu notions of locus or talus, which are alternate realities. Wow. These extraterrestrial beings, according to the author, are human-like, but much bigger. They automatically materialize upon entering the vibratory rate of our dense matter through their disc-shaped flying vessels. Some of these flying saucers, however, were remotely controlled. Though the aliens likely came in peace and were even considering settling here, the author warned not to antagonize them, as their discs were equipped with a type of light ray that can disintegrate any attacking ship. See Project, what was the one they went to the South Pole?
High jump.
I know. Yeah, Operation High Jump. See that.
Mm.
Moreover, there's no way to track them. Their bodies and their craft re-enter the etheric at will and disappear from sight without leaving any trace. We've seen that happen over and over and over. They also cannot be reached by radio, excuse me, which is the technology popularly used at the time to detect signs of alien life. The author noted that he didn't expect anyone at the FBI to believe him. Related, top secret UFO hunting department in Pentagon to publish reports about claims that it found vehicles not made on this earth.
Well, if they can, if they can understand English, you know, they can hear radio signals. They just won't answer to them.
Sure.
Why would they?
Exactly. What's the point?
Mm-hmm.
The UFO document corresponds with what is known as the interdimensional hypothesis. According to UFOlogist Jacques Vallée, who, by the way, the fake rapture, he's the author of The Fake Rapture. And of course, I can't think of the name of it right. I'm drawing a blank. This theory suggests that UFOs and other related events, such as alien sightings, are visits from beings coming from other realities or other dimensions that happen to coexist with our own. Now, other proponents, on the other hand, interpret these beings as visitors from another universe. Meanwhile, the leading alien theory suggests that aliens are advanced spacefaring beings that exist in our own universe. However, many ufologists have embraced the interdimensional hypothesis because it does a better job of explaining how aliens could have reached Earth. But when you think about interstellar travel, you're talking light years. That's 186,000 miles a second for a year. That's one light year. And when you're talking, you know, a couple hundred light year, it's hard to wrap your mind around that. That's where I think portals come in.
Right. Or a good antimatter powered starship or vessel. I mean, if you can go multiple time warps, in other words, time warp factors. Gosh, you know, you can get there in a few hours. You can traverse 6 or 7 light years. You know, like it ain't nothing. You can do it in hours. But when you're talking about 400, 4,000, 20,000 light years, I mean, warp drive is obsolete.
Yeah.
You know, you have to
use a
portal to get there.
And the easiest way, and I forget where I saw this, but it makes sense. If you think of space as being fabric, if you fold, like say a piece of paper space, if you fold it over and poke a hole through it, you can go from this point to that point instantly.
Right.
And this is all in theoretical physics. You know, who knows? But
well,
that's what they say happened.
Actually, is real. I mean, of course, I mean, I've explained how warp drive works. But the thing is, you know, all you're doing is just, you know, opening up using your technology on your vehicle to, you know, to create a static shell.
Inside that shell is like its own little world where there's no... outside of it doesn't affect what happens inside of it.
The actual ship is not moving. It's space that's moving around it.
That's why it can execute a 90-degree turn at 200,000 miles an hour and nobody's brains get scrambled.
Right. And plus, you know, you've got inertial dampeners on those things, so...
Well, the article that I found, so I forget him where I found it, but it's cool because listen to what it says, and if you've been listening to this show for a while, you'll know where I'm going with this. Everything you've been told is a lie. We haven't needed rockets to get into space for over 100 years, but they can't tell you this because then you'd want a flying car. Yes, I would. I want my flying car. You know, you watch the Jetsons, you watch some of these shows made in the 40s and 50s where they're looking, you know, to the future, and everybody's got a flying car. I want my flying car. And speaking of flying cars, not that it has anything to do whatsoever with a flying car, we have a call. Hey, caller, you have a flying car?
Hey, Terry, this is Chris. You and me are on the same wavelength. I know exactly where you were referencing, you know, folding space,
yes.
You know, the go through, you know, travel great distances.
Right.
And I was thinking about this same movie. It was, now it's done slipped my mind, Event Horizon movie.
Cool. Yes.
Yes, and I was thinking about that when you were talking about that. That was the movie that popped into my mind, and I was thinking that just before you came to that same conclusion.
Good. Synchronicity.
Yeah.
Love it.
Yeah. All they were saying on that movie, how dangerous a gravity drive system is on a starship. It's dangerous, especially if it gets out of control.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
But all of them are like, you know, flying bombs, to be honest with you.
If
you lose containment on them, all of them are flying bombs. They're flying nuclear bombs.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's amazing. you know, all this different technology that they've shown us in the movies and how a lot of it's come to pass to be true, and you know, we just, you know, didn't know it. And
exactly.
And, of course, some people are just building some things like that, but I don't know if you're aware of it, but this group out there called the Hacksmiths are trying to build real devices or real props that were in movies.
Yeah.
They're building the power loader armor from the Alien franchise,
oh, wow.
The Alien movies, but they're, you know, the way it was portrayed in the movie is not physically possible for it to walk on, you know, be a bipedal, you know, walk on two legs, but
right.
They're going with a track system, like an excavator track,
oh,
you know,
cool.
Instead, but they've got the whole upper torso built already.
What's the name of this group?
The Hacksmith.
Oh,
it's,
wow.
It's on YouTube, but tell you what, I'll look on my cell phone in a minute when I get off the phone,
mm-hmm.
and I'll look up their channel, and I'll copy the link to it, and I'll send it to you in a private message on Facebook on your from your
perfect.
On your Clear to Air group.
Damn, perfect, Chris. Thank you.
Well,
but, yeah, I've been following that, and they had to redo some of the designs and everything on it, but for the strength and everything that, you know, it portrayed it being able to do in the movie, they
mm-hmm.
engineered it and figured it out, and yes, they're building it. They've got a lot of supporters and stuff. I think even
wow.
when the vice president or the CEO from Caterpillar helped them out and donated one of the Caterpillar vehicles for them
cool.
to use the tract from in their build of it.
Yeah, because those are expensive.
And they showed them on their video where they were tearing it down completely and redoing everything, and they used a pump and motor for the hydraulics from that motor.
Mm-hmm.
To power their, you know, hydraulic devices they made, and the power of it and the speed of the motors and everything shot through the roof, you know, with
wow.
when they were using the equipment from the loader instead of their own pump.
Right. How cool is that? That's awesome.
You're actually talking about that creature that was on Alien. You're talking about the one that a xenomorph, the one that was supposedly from Zeta 2?
Yeah.
In the movies, is LV-426.
Yeah.
Believe it or not, 9 times out of 10, and you can count on this, 9 times out of 10, when they show it in the movies on television, that creature is real. They've encountered it. It's real. 9 times out of 10, it's real. I kid
I
you
believe
not.
I believe you. I mean,
I
we've seen
not.
More and more evidence of it
yeah.
here and there.
It is. It's a real thing. It's a real being. It's a real creature. They've encountered it.
Wow.
Yeah,
it's scary stuff.
Yeah, they have to tell us the truth, like both of y'all have said.
Yep, they have to show us. It's called free will.
And you know, I'm not a study, you know, expert on the biblical war and you know, biblical stuff and everything. But what y'all are saying, it makes sense, because I often keep an open eye and an open ear out, and it just the things that are going on and everything. I mean, every thing that y'all talk about makes a lot more sense than what everything that. You know, we're being fed.
Ain't that the truth?
You're right. You know, and who knows? I might not have, you know, went the way I'm going now. If when I was 8 years old, I actually, you know, saw two in the flesh right before me. And they were real. And, you know, because I hadn't even been asleep that night. I actually stayed up and waited on them. Hoping they'd come so I could see, you know, what it was that was coming. I had to know. And that was how I got to see them in the flesh. And the thing is, none of them, I mean, especially the ones that use the animal genome platform for a upright walking humanoid type body, the ones that came in my house were snake, you know. Because
reptilian,
yeah, they were reptoid, but there was like snake genome, because they looked just like a snake, you know. But the thing is, that just part of, you know, what they did, you know, back in the day, they corrupted all the animals and such, and then they went and hid amongst the stars, you know, like the Bible says. But you know, God says He's gonna bring them down in the end and deal with them. So I mean, that day is not too far off in the future. It's getting closer and closer. That he's going to bring them down. He's going to deal with them.